Welcome to the AT Pit Crew Podcast. This high-energy show dives deep into the world of sports emergency care. Join us as we explore cutting-edge strategies, real-world experiences, and expert insights to help you step up your game in emergency care. We've got the tools, tips, and stories you need to be ready when seconds matter. It's time for the AT Pit Crew Podcast. We have the green light in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the AT Pit Crew Podcast. I'm Ray Castle, your host, and we're excited to have on this show our newest addition to our Action Medicine Consultants family, Ryan Harf. Welcome, Ryan.
Hey, Ray. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, great to have you. So in this episode, it's want to introduce you, Ryan. Ryan started with us in over 2 months ago, give or take, and he is our sports medicine event manager. We'll oversee a lot of their new events and existing events, do some assisted scheduling, do some coverage as well, and has also in our operations also, I think he has some ninja type skills in terms of coding and other stuff that we did not know about. So he was hiding those when we interviewed him. So again, Ryan, welcome. First off, if you would just give everybody a quick where you're from and where you've been and where you are now. So,
yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that, Ray. So as Ray mentioned, my name is Ryan Harf. I am a athletic trainer. I was born and raised in Monroe, Louisiana. Went to high school and college in Mississippi, which is where I'm back now living. However, after college, I went out to Atlanta for a few years, worked in clinical settings, surgical settings, high school settings. And then after a number of years being in Atlanta, my wife and I moved out to Colorado, where I diversified myself even more, working in the industrial setting, working for various private groups, companies kind of similar to Action Medicine at one point, and then back into the secondary setting before coming back to Mississippi after having our little child back in December. And so now we're back in Mississippi, closer to family. And that brings me to today here with Action Medicine.
So, yeah, great. So just so you know, he left off a little bit of stuff here. So he is an alumnus of the Fight Nokra, so of Delta yes. State University, so up in there. And I said the athletic training. And when he says move, it's a very kind of a subtle description of that because, and we're going to do this another episode, probably somewhere Ryan is. So you don't know that Ryan and his wife, Jesse, are avid. I'm not going to say glamping because that's really not the case. So y'all have done RVing. So y'all have a fifth wheel trailer. You've lived out in Colorado for several years, correct? Then it's moved back to Mississippi. But anyway, has worked at high schools there, worked at some other things, really has a unique perspective from kind of East Coast and West Coast and middle, I don't know the East Coast, but probably Southern East, I guess, Southeast, and in between a little bit.
Yeah.
So hope that kind of summarized it without going too much into crazy detail. Yeah. So the role, what Ryan's doing, he's going to obviously take over the administrative stuff. He's providing some tremendous input into us and what we're doing from an operation standpoint as we're growing. But also, he brings a unique perspective in terms of logistics and helping us to really refine what we're doing from an operation standpoint. He also does a couple podcasts. One is you've done one for a while with your wife on RV life. Is that right? What's the show?
Yeah,
that's right, I guess.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Ray. So I guess for the past going on 4 years now, my wife and I have been full-time RVers. We got into full-time RVing out in Colorado and toured most of the Midwest. She has worked remotely as a marriage and family therapist since the pandemic in 2020. And so we toured most of the Midwest and decided to launch a YouTube channel back then at that time when we were heavy traveling. And from there, that spun off into a small podcast. And now that we've had our child, we're kind of stationary for a minute. So we've hit pause on that a little bit, but it's not dead and gone. We will re-resurrect it at some point. But as Ray mentioned, you know, I do other podcasts as well. I currently still serve on the Colorado Athletic Trainers Association Secondary School Committee, where we launched a podcast at the beginning of 2025. And then my co-host on that show, he and I have branched off and are launching our own athletic training podcast that's more national and not so much state focused. You know, I jokingly told him I felt like a podcast producer. Within about a month, I've gotten onto three different podcasts, which is quite fun in itself.
And not, well, first off, you know, I asked Ryan this the other day. I was at a bookstore and I took a snapshot. I'm like, I guess you don't need this book, which was RV Vacation for Dummies. So I don't think you need that one. So
that's I should have written a book.
Now you may write a book. Who knows? You know, is yet to be seen yet. So that one and the the Colorado podcast. What's the name of that podcast?
Yeah, it's just the CATA SSC Secondary School Committee podcast. Okay. There are talks with taking that podcast out of the secondary school and more into the actual CATA to cover things like PAC and DEI and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see where that goes.
Okay. And then the podcast you all have had is you and Jesse. What's the name of that podcast?
Yeah. So we're living the dream. Life on the Road is our business name, I guess you would say, because we do encompass YouTube, we encompass podcasts. So we are kind of spread across multiple different platforms in different ways. And then, as I mentioned, my co-host and I are in the process of launching one. We're going to record actually this Friday, our very first episode. And that's Beyond the Sidelines, Inside Athletic Training is going to be the name of that podcast. And we're going to take it from a perspective of more of an educational as well as story-based, you know, kind of our experience and things that emerging professionals may want to know.
Okay, great. That sounds like a great podcast in the making. It's going to come down the line, but also the California one. And then also, if you're into the RV camping life, how not to burn water on an open campfire. That'll be one, and among other things.
Well, the more specific there, Ray, is how to have your sewer hose connected before you pull the drain. That's the more relevant for the RV.
Okay, we need a show and tell for that one. I think that's one of the episodes we'll do on a focused Friday. That'll be, hey, what to do and what not to do. So that's a good one right there. So I don't even want to. I'm not going to go into how that ended up. I guess it ended good because you're laughing about it. So,
hey, everybody makes that mistake in the beginning.
Yep. Hey, forget the hose, tip over a water cooler. You know, that's all. It all kind of falls. It all becomes a mess. So, and somebody's got to clean it up. So,
100%.
So let's just shift. I want to for a minute or two. What? So you and I were talking a little bit before when we started this recording. Is where do you? What are some like hot topic items like related to emergency care that you're seeing or you've seen or differences like between like your time in the Southeast and then also out in Colorado? Yeah. What are some topics that you're seeing that while we may not see it in one area, it may show up differently, but it's just kind of the same, a similar issue going on, but a different context that you saw in Colorado and that area of the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. Having spent nearly a decade in the Southeast, down in Atlanta, and then moving over to Colorado, you know, a drier state, a higher altitude state, one of the biggest emergency care, I guess, differences between the East and the West Coast, I would have to say would be surrounding heat illness. You know, the times aren't really caught up on the West Coast yet to exactly the protocols being done on the East Coast, specifically the Southeast, where a lot of these protocols were designed and developed due to the temperatures and the humidity. You know, it's not something that the West Coast sees the exact same as the East Coast. And so it's the policies and procedures surrounding heat illness haven't exactly caught up.
And that would be, I could see that you're getting in a lull almost because you're not having, it may be 70, 80 degree weather, depending on elevation, mm-hmm. but also the humidity changes versus here in the South, you know, like we're recording today, it's 92, you know, in August, 96, 97 tomorrow, not going to say scorched earth, but it kind of could be, becomes a humid scorched earth. to some degree. It's not even that's, and that's really this 91, 92 is actually pretty cool this time of year.
Yes.
But with 60, 70% humidity, you know, it kind of slaps you in the face early on and stays that way. And I think I definitely could see that where that happens. And ironically, problem gets into, we see this very so often, and we'll talk about another topic itself, is we may be in August and all of a sudden we have this day or day and a half, seeing this periodically, like once a year, maybe once in May, once in August, where it's really hot, then all of a sudden it gets into, okay, it's 92 degrees, but it has a 25% humidity. So we are cold. We are wearing a jacket. I mean, just, you know, you having to wear, it feels like, you know, that big change. It's just really kind of an odd sensation. You know, it's like, what's happening? Yes. Why am I cold when I'm covering a practice and I'm having to wear a jacket? It's just such a, and then the athletes are, you know, you're really having to really consider the adjustment, because now they are in a very unique, from an environmental risk standpoint, they can, like, they do more and it really becomes problematic. Those are problematic days that maybe happen once a day, but that day is, you know, have to be aware of how to adjust practice and do other things, hydration as well, because just like changing altitude. So anyway, we'll talk, I'm sure we'll cover that one topic down the line as well. So in any case, fun fact about Ryan, we don't know yet.
A fun fact about
you, me. I'm throwing a curveball for you here before we close this up.
Well, I'll give you a two part. So I, you know, growing up in Monroe, Louisiana, something that a lot of people don't know about me is I actually grew up around the rodeo. My cousin was a barrel racer. I grew up going down to the Ike Center in Ruston. And on the flip side of that, my parents are heavy equipment construction company owners. And so since, you know, a wee little guy was on backhoes, trackhoes, so I pretty much know how to operate any piece of heavy equipment out there, and decided to pursue medicine instead of either of those ventures.
So, yeah. So when you go into a golf cart or a gator, you probably feel lost, don't you? You don't know, what's this little gear thing? how does this thing work, you know? So I'm sure we'll get to test drive sooner or later, working some events once we get up and running, get into our season of events, traveling around and stuff. In any case, I thought that would just add a good end off for right now. So again, officially to everybody, welcome Ryan to our new, he's also going to be doing some of our hosting, our interviews periodically. So you'll see him down the line running a host. In addition, I'll be running host as well. So we're doing multiple avenues doing that. We'll do some other fun stuff related to sports emergency cares. With that, welcome Ryan officially to the AT Pit Crew podcast and our recording team. With that, I'm Ray Castle. You've been watching the AT Pit Crew podcast, and we are out of here.
Thank you for joining us on the AT Pit Crew podcast. We encourage you to like, subscribe, and join our community. For more information about this podcast show, visit www.actionmed.co/podcast. This show is a production of Action Medical Consultants, LLC. The medical information provided within this program reflects the opinions of the hosts and guests and is intended for informational and educational purposes only. It should not be considered as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the guidance of your healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment.